The last line on Daf Peites and Beis, we have been discussing the chiyuv for an employer under specific conditions to allow a pilot to eat while working midigulei kaka and performing tasks that are classified as gemar malacha, but prior to reaching the point that these crops are already chayv b'maisa, or if they are of the chamishes minadagan, prior to being at the stage that they would be chayv b'chala. And as we saw, we will makish adam l'shar and shar l'adam, and we makish these dinim to the lav l'sachsum shar b'dishai, that it is also to muzzle your axe while it's threshing. And the gemara will now discuss two scenarios where the issa of bal tachsim would not apply. And as the Gemara states, Tana Banan, we have learned in a brisa, paris hamirachsis betvua, and we continue on daf tzadik amin aleph vadoshet betrumo maisa ein oivim mishum bal tachsim. And Rashi explains the first case of the brisa, that this barley already went through the threshing and piling and smoothing process to remove kernels from the husk, and therefore the barley is already chay b'maisa and has passed the time of disha miruach. However, at times, instead of using the barley to bake bread, the derech was to then soak barley in water and then dry them in an oven and then have oxen trample on these toasted barley in order to remove the outer shell of the actual grain of barley and remove the bran. And there is no issur to muzzle the ox during this process, since the issur b'chasima is only until the grain is chay b'maisa. But once the grain is already after gemar malach de l'maisa, and in our case it's already after meruach, and therefore the issur of l'sachsum shabadishai no longer applies. And Tais points out, although sa'irim are one of the chameshes minadagan, and we already learned that the issur of chasima should apply until they will be chayav chala, which isn't until the barley is made into flour and mixed together with water to form a dough. However, our Gemara is discussing a Baal HaBayis who isn't planning on making bread, and therefore the Sheva Fresh Eskala is irrelevant, as the Baal HaBayis is planning on using the barley as toasted barley or to make beer. And therefore, the only time that the lav of chasima applies is only going to be based on Gemar Malach de Lamaisa, and the issur only applied until the time of Meruach and not after. And the second case of the Braisa teaches us that although the proper time to take off Chumas' Mises is after Meruach, as the Pasuk states, Kedogim min Agarin, however, if the Baal HaBayis already took off Chumas' Mises prior to this point, which is referred to as Dimu Bakri, so even if the Baal HaBayis now has his oxen threshed his trua, which is already Chumas' Mises, so the Issa of Chasima wouldn't apply. And as Rashi explains, since the Pasuk says, L'sachsum shah b'dishai, and we learned that the only Issa is in a normal scenario of Disha, which is its Disha, based on the word b'dishai. However, since it's not normal to be threshing Trumas and Maisas, since Trumas and Maisas are usually only separated after threshing and after Meruach, and therefore the Issa of Chasima doesn't apply. And Ayin Taisis, who asked that a few Rashi's explanation, so the same din should even apply to Chulin that was already Mesukin, since it's not usual, and the Lava Chasima shouldn't apply. And therefore Taisis explains that once it's Trumas and Maisas, it's not considered Dishoi, as it's not ready for the behemoth to eat this Tfuah, Ayin Shum. Before you continue with the Brisa, let's point out that generally, even though it is the Issa of L'sachshim Shabbidishai, however, if someone wants to avoid that Issa, but he doesn't want his animal to be eating while it's walking and while it's doing work, the owner can place a feed bag on the animal and make sure that in that feed bag there would be the same exact type of peiros or the same type of grain that the animal would be eating if it wasn't muzzled. And the owner has to make sure that there's a shir achila, which would be 4 kav for a para and 3 kav for a donkey. And our Gemara now continues, I'll play Maris Ayin, maybe Bull Ma'isamin, even though we just stated that in the two cases that we just mentioned, there is no issa b'sachsim. However, l'maisa, when people look at this animal, they look at an animal that is threshing, and they don't realize that there is no issa in this scenario, and therefore there's a problem with marasayin. And in order to avoid the problem with marasayin, so the Tana Kama teaches us that the owner still has to take a feed bag and place the same type of tour in the feed bag, but he doesn't have to place 4 kav for a par or 3 kav for a donkey, and all that he would have to place in the feed bag is 1 fistful of tfua. And Rashi explains, "Betraskel and Shirapia, Saka Traskel Tolim Bitzavara Vamaych Betoichay Vaychalest." That the owner would hang a sack or a basket on the neck of the animal, and the food is in this basket, and this way the animal will be able to eat. And the Brisa continues, "Rav Shimon Baychoy Emer." However, Shimon Baychoy states, "Maybe Kashinim Betoila Shakashim Yafis LeMerakol." The Rishonim explained, "Rav Shimon Baychoy is actually not claiming to be chilk on the Tanakama. He's just adding on to the din of the Tanakama and stating that not only could you place the same type of tour into that basket or into the feed bag, you can even place kashinim, which is a standard meichel behema and standard feed for a behema, into this basket. This type of tour is actually better than any other tour for a behema, and therefore the behema is actually getting better quality food, and therefore it's actually a meigler to do so, and it doesn't have to be the exact same tour that is actually in this field. And keep in mind that in the second case of the Braisa, about Dosha B'Chumar U'Maisa, you know, even Mishum Bar Sachsayim, so So in that case, now that there is no issa to actually muzzle this animal, therefore it would actually be issa to allow the animal to eat the truma ma'isa, and you must muzzle this animal. When the Gemara states, "Mipnei ma'aris ha'ayin, mevi bo ma'isa min," it has to be from that type of min, but it has to be from chulin, and it can't be from truma or ma'isa. The Gemara continues, and he has to steer it to our b'risa. As for many, we have another b'risa that states exactly the opposite, but negated din of truma and ma'isa, as the b'risa states, "Paris from rachsus betvua ein oiv mishum b'sachsayim," which is exactly like the first din that we said in the b'risa, and the b'risa continues, "By dasha betruma ma'isa oiv mishum b'sachsayim," and even though in the first b'risa we stated "By dasha betruma ma'isa ein oiv mishum b'sachsayim," this b'risa says punt fakert that dasha betruma ma'isa is oiv mishum b'sachsayim, and in a moment the Gemara will bring multiple teruts into this question. And let's first finish the b'risa, as the b'risa states, "V'nochri adash b'paras shel yisrael ein oiv mishum b'sachsayim," that if a non-Jew is threshing, utilizing the part that belongs to Yisrael, and the Yisrael even tells the guy that you should go and muzzle the animal, that ino oiv mishum b'sachsayim, that the Yisrael is not over on the issur b'sachsayim. Ayin Rashi do maschol nochri adash b'paras shel yisrael ein an oiv min habaylim sha'amu lechaseim parasi v'deish ba tfuah shalcha ein aleim averus le'sachsayim. And Rashi clearly states that we're talking about a scenario where the guy is threshing his own tfuah and not threshing the tfuah of the Yisrael. Later on in the Amid, we will discuss this point further. Finally, the Brisa teaches us, "V'yisrael hadash b'parash shel nachri oiv mishum b'sachsayim," and if a Jew is threshing using the parah of a guy, then if the Yisrael muzzles the parah, then the Yisrael will be oivon isav le'sachsayim. And the Gemara continues, and now is the stereo between the second Brisa and the first Brisa, as kasha truma truma, kasha ma'isa ma'isa, as the first Brisa stated, "Vadash b'truma ma'isa ino oiv mishum b'sachsayim," and the second Brisa stated that if you dash b'truma ma'isa, you will be oiv mishum b'sachsayim. And the Gemara first answers, "Bishlem truma truma le'kasha," that there is no stereo between the Brisas b'negeya truma, as kam b'truma, kam b'geduli truma. The first Brisa is talking about a case where the Baal Bayis was threshing regular truma, and therefore the Issa b'sachsayim doesn't apply, as it's not considered dishai, either based on Rashi or Taisa's explanation that we previously saw. However, the second Brisa is actually not talking about truma itself, and it's talking about geduli truma, meaning the Baal Bayis took seeds of truma and he planted it into the ground. And as Rashi points out, that once someone plants seeds into the ground, they ultimately disintegrate, and any tefuah that it produces is brand new tefuah, and therefore the entire new crop should not be truma, and midiraisa should be like a regular new crop, and you just have to take off regular trumas and maisais. However, as Rashi points out, the Rabbanim were misakin that anything that grows will be truma, and Rashi states, "V'zeh echo mishmoin osadova sh'robo b'shamel b'silo b'yitzir sh'shabbos," which we spoke about in Masechta Shabbos, "v'kirin d'lav truma d'raisa y'karina b'daish tamo," and since it's not truma d'raisa, therefore the issa le'sachsum shor b'dishoy still applies, as it's considered regular daish, and it's not considered something out of the ordinary. And the Gemara continues, "El maisa maisa kasha," that we still have a stereo b'negei maisa, as in the first brisa states that ino mishum b'sachsum, and the second brisa states that yoiv mishum b'sachsum. The Gemara now states, "V'chitema maisa maisa nami le'kasha," and if you will tell me that maisa should not either be a stereo, as kam b'maisa kam b'geduli maisa, as in the first brisa we're talking about regular maisa, and therefore it's not considered dishoy, and you're not oiv mishum b'sachsum, while the second brisa is also talking about geduli maisa, and it's the growth of maisa which came from its seeds, and the issa le'sachsum shel b'dishoy would apply. The Gemara explains that this teretz would not work b'negei maisa, as bishlem geduli truma truma, as bishlem in the second brisa where we're talking about geduli truma, we can understand that the second brisa has to teach us a chiddush, that even though the Rabbanu were misakin that geduli truma is considered truma, and you may think that Rabbanu also said that you're not going to be oiva mishum b'sachsum, called the tinker Rabbanu ke'in the reisa tikkun. However, the brisa is b'chadish to us that you are going to be oiva mishum l'sachsum, and the reason is that since this is only considered truma on the Rabbanu tikkun level, therefore the Rabbanu would not remove an issa of l'sachsum shel b'dishoy b'kum v'asei, and they would not allow you to muzzle your animal. Therefore, it makes sense that the second brisa taught us v'adosh b'truma is oiv mishum b'sachsum. However, the Gemara states el geduli maisa chulin denu, but ultimately we know that the Rabbanu would not misakin that the growth that comes from seeds of maisa is considered maisa, and it's considered chulin, and therefore it's pasha that you'll be oiv mishum b'sachsum, and there will be no chiddush in the brisa. And the Ritva adds in that you can't say the second brisa is talking about geduli maisa because it wouldn't be called maisa at all, and it will be called chulin. And how could the second brisa call it maisa if it's actually chulin? And even in the first kasha, the Ritva actually adds in a little bit of a twist, as the Ritva says, "Pirish upshita sh'oiv aleim," that number one is pasha that you're going to be oiv on the issa of l'sachsum, and number two, "v'shoy l'achil l'gamri," and you'll let it feed this animal the actual produce that that's on the ground, there's no need to put a basket on its mouth of chulin. And as it was states, v'hechir avinu b'havi truma shetzarach trasko. The Gemara continues that how do we know that gedula truma is considered truma and gedula maisa is considered chulin? The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, m'sechlis truma is gedula tevel v'gedula maisa sheni chulin. That if Reuven takes tevel, which is of course tfua, which is already chayiv and trumas and maisas, and you didn't yet take off trumas and maisas, and he goes and plants those seeds into the ground, then after it grows, it's considered regular chulin. And the same din applies if someone takes his peiros maisa sheni and he plants the seeds into the ground, that any growth that comes from it is not considered maisa sheni and it's considered regular chulin. And Rashi is bothered, why is it that b'negei gedulei truma, the rabbanon will misaken that's considered like truma, and b'negei gedulei tevel or maisa sheni, the rabbanon did not make a takana? And Rashi states, gedulei tevel tfuah shenimrcha b'kri v'zara b'tivla harei kishar chulin v'ichli mena aroi ad she'emareach the kivin zari kala batle yisurei. And as we explained, that since the seeds actually disintegrate prior to growing, therefore the issa of tevel is no longer around, and therefore it's considered like chulin. Over truma the gaza can infarish hasam, and the only reason why we made it takana b'negei truma and it's considered like truma and not considered like chulin because of two separate reasons. Number one is exira mishum truma tayir biyad yisrael shemi yisrael lahipata shle yitana l'kayin, and Rabbanim were concerned that the yisrael that has a lot of truma will not want to give it to a kayin, and instead he'll take the seeds of the truma and plant it, and then he'll have a complete new crop, and of course he'll gain a lot of money by doing so. And therefore the Rabbanim made a takana that any crop that grows from the zera and from the seeds of truma is considered truma, and therefore the yisrael won't gain, as the entire crop will now have to go to the kayin. And even though certainly the yisrael will gain, as he'll now have tayvus hana of this entire crop, however, that was not a lot of money. And Rashi continues, inami mishum truma tmei biyad kayin dilma mashi lo lezara va'asi bolu de takala. Then another reason for the takana was because the chacham were concerned that a kayin will have truma tmei, and of course a kayin couldn't do anything with the truma tmei except lasika tachas tashilai, and therefore he was losing a lot of money, and maybe he'll wait until the planting season and he will plant the seeds of the truma tmei, and then when it grows he will have a new crop that is mamish chulin, and the kayin will have a windfall. And the Rabbanan didn't want this to occur, as they were concerned that during the period of time that the kayin had to hold the truma tmei until the time he was able to plant it, the kayin may come to eat the truma tmei, and of course that's an issa deraisa which has a chiyah misa. And Rashi holds that in this case the Rabbanan were goyza that not only is this new crop considered truma, but it's even considered truma tmei. However, other Rishonim argue on Rashi, and they say that the Rabbanan only were misakin that this crop becomes truma, but it doesn't become truma tmei, and it's considered truma tahira. And Rashi Maseches Pesachim on Daf Lamed Daled explains that this takana does not apply to tevel, as since most of the tevel is chulin, and therefore there would not be a major benefit by planting the seeds of tevel, and therefore this takana was not made b'negei tevel. And in the second Taisus on our Amid, Diba Maskel Gedula Maisa Chulin, Taisus explains that the Gzeira is not relevant to Maisa Sheni, since even if Maisa Sheni became tamei, there is no major loss to the owner, as the owner could be poyed to the Maisa Sheni, and these peiros would now be chulin, and they could be eaten even though they're tamei, and the owner will now take up the money to Yushlayim, buy new peiros and other items, and use it b'kedushas Maisa Sheni. Therefore, at this point of the Gemara still has a stira between the two brises b'negei Maisa, as the first brise stated inayv mishum bar sachsim, and the second brise stated that the issa bar sachsim does apply, and the Gemara therefore answers alay kasha haba Maisa Rishon haba Maisa Sheni. The second brise that says that you'll be oiv on the issa bar sachsim is talking about Maisa Rishon, and even though Maisa Rishon has to be given to a Levi, but it's considered regular chulin, and therefore there's no reason why the issa lo sachsim would not apply, as it's still considered dishai. However, the first brisa is talking about a case of Maisa Sheni, and therefore the issa lo sachsim does not apply, as either that brisa is going like the Shita Rameya, that Maisa Sheni is mam gavoya, and therefore it's not considered dishai, or we're talking about a scenario where it's chutz l'yushlayim, and therefore you have no right to eat this Maisa Sheni, and therefore once again it's not considered dishai because it's asa b'achila. And Ayin Ritva, who actually brings the exact opposite pshat, as he says, Pirish b'maisa rishon ina oiva mishum bar sachsim, the midraisa lechazila, as midraisa you can't eat maisa rishon, keeping the tevel of chumas maisa, as it's still considered tevel, and you have to take off chumas maisa. However, maisa sheni oiva or hagoyin shahu lefnim chumas yushlayim, and we're talking about a case where he was already inside the chumas yushlayim, and therefore he had a right to eat his maisa, and therefore the isav lechazim shabbatisha would apply. The Gemara continues, v'ibayisema hava hava maisa sheni, and if you want, I could tell you that both brises are referring to Maisa Sheni, as the standard term Maisa that we use in brises generally refers to Maisa Sheni. V'loy kasha harameya, the first brise is going like the Shita Rameya, and harabihuda, and the second brise is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda, and the Gemara explains, Hara Meir, the first price is Golan Kramayah, the Amma Maisa Sheni Mamma Gavayu, the Maisa Sheni is considered Mamma of Hegdish, and therefore it's not considered Dishai, because you can't allow the Behemoth to eat the Maisa Sheni while it's outside Yushlayim, as even when you go to Yushlayim, it's considered Mamma Gavayah and Meshulchan Gavayah Kazachu, and since it's not considered Dishai, therefore you're not going to be Oivar the Issa Bar Sachsayim. However, since these Paris are Maisa, Paris of Maisa Sheni, and it's outside of Yushlayim, therefore, even though there's a problem with Marasayin, you still can't allow your behemoth to eat from the actual tefuah that's on the ground, as that tefuah is Maisa Sheni, and therefore the Brisa specifies that maybe Bull Ma'is Amin, the title of Betraskin, Shavapia, and the Gemara continues, Harab Yehuda, and the second Brisa is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Amma Maisa Sheni Mamun had you do, and therefore the Issa Bar Sachsayim does apply, and the Gemara now continues and asks, Hechi Dami, then what is the case of the Brisa, and why would it be that you already took off Trumas and Maises prior to Disha and prior to Meruach? And the Gemara explains, as we explained at the beginning of the sugya, Kagun Shekdib Bishibolin, that was specifically talking about a case where the owner of this field went and took off Trumas and Maises prior to the Zman Chiyav, and even though it's better to take off Trumas and Maises after the Zman Chiyav, however, ultimately it becomes Trumas and Maises, even though you took off Trumas and Maises prior to Meruach. And I entices who's bothered that Lachiria, this question of Hechidami could have been asked at the beginning of the sugya, and Lachiria doesn't have anything to do with this last teretz, and I entices who states, Tema, the Mai Itzuch Lefushe Hacha, Hechidami, that Hashanami Avi Mari Bahachi, you can't tell me because it could have been talking about a case of Gedula Maisa, and that case we understand how it could be Maisa prior to having Meruach. However, Tais points out, of a Gedula Maisa, Lekaluk Maklal, as certainly it was Pashut, that you can't say that we're talking about a case of Gedula Maisa, and therefore, being a game Maisa, we had to say this teretz in any case, and we had to explain that we're talking about a case of Gedula Bishubolin, even at the beginning of the Sugya, Ayin Taisvis. The Gemara now continues and asks a question on the way that we explain the second Brisa. As we explain, the second Brisa is going with Rabbi Yehuda that hold Maisa Sheni is Mamun Hadid, and therefore the Issa Bas Sachsim does apply, and the odor of this animal has to allow the animal to eat the Maisa Sheni while it's walking. And the Gemara asks for Rabbi Yehuda, V'Boi Chayma, the Lachira, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that the Issa Bas Sachsim does apply, and therefore this animal will be able to eat Maisa Sheni? We know that if this Maisa Sheni is outside of the Chaymis Yishlayim, even though it's true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maisa Sheni is Mamun Hadid, but ultimately it's still also to eat Pirus Maisa Sheni outside of Yishlayim, and how could the Balabayas let this animal eat this Pirus of Maisa Sheni outside the Chaymis Yishlayim? And Rashi points out, V'hichi osu lav loy sachsoim v'dochi lav loy sucha lechol b'sharecha, and the Gemara answers, K'goyin shedosh lefnim mechaymis beis pagi, that in the Chinami, the second Brice is talking about a case where the Pirus of Maisa Sheni were already within the Chaymis Yishlayim, even though it was also to make sadais within the Chaymis Yishlayim, as it wasn't proper to plant within the Chaymis Yishlayim. However, the Chaymis Beis Pagi was actually an extension and an annex onto Yishlayim, and this area was an area that was outside of the Harabayas, and they used to bake the Chalas Toidin or Kikei Nazir in this area. The Maisa, there was no issue of eating Pirus and Maisa Sheni within this area, as all the Halachas of Yishlayim applied to this area. And let's keep track that up until this point, we had one Teretz for the Stereo between the Dinim of Chuma, and we had two Terutzim for the Stereo in the Brisa Spinagay and Maisa Sheni. And the Gemara continues, Iba Yisemo, or I could give you a third Teretz as to why there is no Stereo between the Brisa Spinagay and Maisa Sheni, as Loi Kasha, Kamba Maisa Badai, Kamba Maisa Demai. As in the first Brisa, we were talking about a case where he was threshing onto Maisa Badai, therefore the Issa Loi Sachsum Shabbadishai doesn't apply, and since it's regular Maisa Sheni, therefore it's not considered Dishai. However, the second Brisa is talking about Maisa Demai, and we know that the Rabbanim of Masakin, that although all Amratzim were careful about taking off Truma Gedoyla, and although Rav Amratzim would be careful about taking off Maisus as well, however, there was a Miat of Amratzim that would not take off Maisus properly, and therefore the Rabbanim were Geizer, that when buying Tfuah from an Amoritz, you should take off Maisus, and since this Maisus is only Rabbanon, therefore certainly it's considered Dishai, and therefore certainly when your animal is threshing Maisa of Demai, then the Issa of Lesachtum Shabbadishai does apply. Gemara continues, Hashtad Haslachi, now that you came up with this Teretz and you said there's a chilul between Maisa Vadai and Maisa Dmai, so Truma Truma Nami Lekasha, then we should say the same thing, but the Gaya Truma, that's not going to be a steer between the Brises, as Kamba Truma Vadai, the first Brice is talking about Truma Vadai and Kamba Truma Dmai, and the second Brice is talking about Truma Dmai. The Gemara explains that certainly you can't give this Teretz to the Gaya Truma, Bishleim and Maisa Dmai Ika, as Bishleim and Gaya Maisa, you could give this Teretz, as there is a concept of Maisa of Dmai, and therefore you could say that the second Brice is talking about Maisa Dmai, as Truma Dmai, Mi Ika, there was no such concept of Chumas Demai, as Vatani we learned to the Brisa, Afhu Bitel Savidoi Vigazal Demai, that Yechin Kohen Gadol made two takanas. Number one, although the Torah tells us that there's a chiyuv of vidu maisa which takes place after the third year of taking off chumas and maisas and the sixth year of shmita cycle taking off chumas and maisas. Lemaisa, as we know in Bayesheni, the Levim did not come back from Golus, and therefore Ezra made a takana, maisa rishon should not be given dafka to Levim, and it could even be given to Kayanim. And some say that maisa rishon would not be able to be given to Levim at all, and had to be given to Kayanim. Ultimately, a person couldn't say the pasha vidu properly, as in the pasha vidu it states, "Be'atar kodesh min habayis v'gam nesat v'levi." I gave maisa rishon to the Levi, and certainly that was not necessarily true, as according to those that say that the Levim were not able to get maisa rishon, then certainly he did not give his maisa rishon to Levi and he gave it to a kohen. And according to those that hold that maisa rishon could be given to a kohen as well, then possibly he did not give his maisa rishon to a Levi and it was given to a kohen. Yochanan Kohen Gadol also made gzeira b'negiyah tamai. He was misakin that when buying tefuah from an am eretz, you have to take off maisas. The reason is l'fisha shalach b'chol gvul Yisrael, because he sent out messengers to the entire klal Yisrael and to all of Eretz Yisrael. V'rosh lo yimafishin elo tshuma gedola b'vad, and he saw that amaratzim were only taking off tshuma gedola and they weren't careful about taking off maisas. Therefore, we see that the only gzeira was b'negiyah maisas and not b'negiyah tshuma gedola, and therefore you can't give a teretz that the first price is talking about tshuma vaday and the second price is talking about tshuma stamai. Gemara continues elo loy kasha, that in a chanami we could use a similar teretz b'negiyah tshuma, and even though certainly there was not a takana of demai b'negiyah tshuma gedola, but there was a takana of demai b'negiyah tshuma maisa, since the amaratzim did not take off maisas and therefore they didn't give the maisurishon to a Levi, certainly the Levi wasn't able to take off tshumas maisas, and therefore certainly the takana of Yochanan Kohen Gadol was relevant to tshumas maisa, and therefore there was a concept of demai by tshumas maisa. Therefore the Gemara explains kam b'tshumas maisa vaday, that the first price is talking about tshumas maisa vaday, and certainly it's not considered dishoy, and therefore the issa l'sachsim shal b'dishoy doesn't apply. However, the second price is talking about tshumas maisa of demai, therefore the issa l'sachsim shal b'dishoy does apply, as the only chiyuv to take off tshumas maisa of demai is only drabanan and not midraisa. And at the end of the result, we have three terutzim b'negiyah b'stira of maisa, and we have two terutzim b'negiyah b'stira relevant to truma. And the Gemara will now continue, and we'll try to understand the actual side of the issa l'sachsim shal b'dishoy. As Boy Manir Rav Sheshes, he asked the following question from Rav Sheshes: if there's an animal that's sick, and when it eats, it will actually have terrible diarrhea, and therefore, if we allow this animal to eat this tefuah, it will actually cause the shor significant pain. And as Rashi says, "Masrezes chodim me'ayim v'kriyin oisareilah, mitzi reid sol kamayim ma'achitin koshim la," and grains are bad for this sickness, and it will actually make the sickness worse. Gemara explains the shayla, "Meshum de'mayla hu v'holi mayla." Do we say that the Torah states "Lisachson shabedishai" because food is good and beneficial to the animal, and this food is not good for the animal, and therefore the issur l'sachshu shabedisha would not apply? Or idilma, what do we say? The chazi mitzara v'chazi mitzara, that the reason why the Torah says l'sachshu shabedisha is because when the shor sees the grain and it's held back from eating it because it's muzzled, that will cause the animal to have tsar. And over here also, the animal doesn't understand that it will have major pain because it's sick. And even if you muzzle the animal will still see the grain, and the shor will have pain because it's not able to eat the chitin. And even though certainly it will be bad for the animal, but ultimately the issa l'sachsu shabedisha should apply. And the Gemara explains, Omle Rav Sheshes, the Rav Sheshes said back to them, and Rav Sheshes will bring a raya to the first tzad of the shayla. And Rav Sheshes told them, Tanesu, that we learned this in the previous brisa, as the brisa at the top of the Amid stated, Rav Shimbei Chayo Ime, maybe kashin v'teila, shakashim yafis l'men akol, that even though this animal will see the specific type of grain that he's working with, however, Rav Shimbei Chayo still says that the balabais can place a fistful, a specific type of animal feed into the basket, as l'maisa, this would be the most beneficial feed for the animal. Therefore, Shema Minah, Mishum Demalilahu, Shema Minah. So Rav Sheshes brings a raya that we see that the main concern is for the health of the animal, and we want to make sure that it's beneficial for the animal, and therefore in a scenario where the animal will actually get sick by eating the chitin, then the issa of l'sachsun shal b'dishoy doesn't apply. And possibly the opposite is true, that there would be a chiyuv to make sure that the animal doesn't get hurt, as that would be a problem of tzar bal chayim. And Ayinim Iriu points out, v'yesh poskin shemutah l'mana b'kol v'gara, and in this case it's mutter to scream at the animal to make sure that it doesn't eat from the tefuah, as if it eats from the tefuah it'll get even sicker. And Ayinim Iriu states, avachasima gemura asum p'marasayin, however it would still be also to actually muzzle this animal, as there would be a problem of marasayin. Ayinim Taisi Diva Maschel omlhu tanisur ab shim b'yichoy oimeh, and Taisi bothered alachira, there was machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and how could Rav Sheshes bring a raya from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Taisa states, Rabbanu lo pligi lo b'mayna mefarash taima mishum d'malala, certainly the Rabbanon are not chilek on Shem Baichoi, but again, the tam for the Issa of the Sachsoim, and the reason is because it's Mali law, even though we mentioned beforehand that some Rishonim state that there is no machlekes between the Tanakhama of Shem Baichoi, and Shem Baichoi is just stating that you could also feed a Kashinin, and while the Taisis clearly seems to be learning, like the other Rishonim, that there is machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rav Shem Baichoi. The Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the concept of Amir Lanochri, and the Gemara states, Iboilu, we had the following Shaila, Maush Yema Adol Lanochri, Chasayim Parasi, Vidashba, could Reuven say to a guy, I want you to muzzle my animal, and I want you to thresh your tfua and your crops? And Rashi says, Chasayim Parasi, Vidashba, Disha Shacha, your own Disha, and Rashi clearly states that we're talking about the grain of the Nochri, and not the grain that belongs to Yisrael. And the Gemara explains that Shaila, Mi Amrina, do we say that Ki Amrina, Amir Lanochri Shvus, when do we say that the Issa Rabbanon of Amir Lanochri, Hani Milu Linin Shabbos, that is only a Takana Benigea Yisurim of Shabbos, the Issa Skila, since it's so Chomer, the Issa Skila, Abel Chasima, the Issa Lav, Lohi, but Benigea Chasima, which is only an Issa Lav, then the Rabbanon would never misaken the Issa of Amir Lanochri, and the Yisrael would not be over on the Issa of Lysachsim Shabbadisha, even with Rabbanon, or Dilma Lashna, or do we say there's no Chiluk, and there's still an Issa of Amir Lanochri, since the Yisrael told the guy to muzzle the animal, therefore the Yisrael will be over on the Issa of Amir Lanochri, and it would be an Issa Rabbanon. Nayin Taisis Dio Maschel, Abel Hochod, Issa Lav, Shari, that Taisis bothered Dalachira, how can you think that the Issa of Amir Lanochri doesn't apply to an Issa Lav if we know that Issa of Amir Lanochri applies to Chalmoid, applies to Yontiv, and applies to Shemitah, which are all Yisuri Lavim and are not Yisuri Skila? And Taisis explains that Shemitah is called Shabbos, and Rabbanon were Goyza on Yontiv and on Chalmoid because it's similar to Shabbos, and therefore when Rabbanon were Misakin, the Issa of Amir Lanochri, they weren't Mechalit between Shabbos, Chalmoid, and Yontiv. The Gemara continues, Toshma, we bring a raya from the previous brisa that we had on the top of that tzaddik amud aleph, as Nochri adosh b'parash shalei sol, ino ev mishum bar sachsim. The brisa tells us that if a goy was threshing using the parah of Yisrael, that Yisrael is not over on the Issa of the sachsim. It's mashma ma'avahud le'ova, that he's not going to be over on the Issa of the sachsim shabbadishai, and he's not going to be over on the Issa of the raisa, and he won't be chayev skila, ha isur ikka, but there will be an Issa, because ultimately there was a problem of Amir Lanochri, because Yisrael told the guy to be dosh with the para, and he told him to muzzle the para. The Gemara responds, that's not a raya from the Braisa, as bedinu di Yisrael namileka, there really is not an Issa of Amir Lanochri either. However, v'aydi the Tana Sefer, the Yisrael adosh b'parash shal Nochri oiva, Tana Reisha ein oiva, that since in the Sefer the Braisa we stated that if Yisrael is using the para of a guy, and he goes and threshes, and he muzzles the animal, then the Yisrael will be oiva on the Issa of Leisachsun Shabbadishai. Therefore, in order to have symmetry between the Reish and the Sefer, so in the Sefer we also said that you're not going to be Oiva, but in the Chinami, quite possibly, you would still be Oiva on the Issa Rabbanon of Amir Lanochri. Before we continue, let's see Taisis Dino Maschel Chasayim Purasi V'Daishba. We pointed out from Rashi that we're talking about the Tfu of a Goy and not the Tfu of Yisrael. However, Taisis says V'Daishba Tfuasi, that the Yisrael said to the Goy that he wants him to muzzle the animal and thresh the Tfu of the Yisrael. In this case, we have a Shaila that maybe it would be an Issa of Amir Lanochri, the Mavir by Amir Lanochri, because in this case the Yisrael is gaining by the fact that he told the Nochri to do so. And Taisa continues and argues in Rashi, and he says the Tfuas Nochri pshita the Shari, that certainly in a case where the guy was threshing his own Tfuah, then certainly the Issa of Amir Lanochri would not apply, even She'in Yisrael Nisra b'chasima el adra b'mafsid ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya, the Shochel Elavu de Shmuel, that the B'nai Merava, the people from Eretz Yisrael, sent the following Shaila to the father Shmuel. We continue on that tzaddikam beis, hal in turn the gan v'namoi u'megan chinyasoin mau, that we know there's an issa for Yisrael to castrate an animal. And they were goyim that were friends with Jews that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they understood that the Jews can't castrate their animals, and therefore they went and stole the animals of the Yisraelim, and they castrated the animals, and then they returned the animals back to the Jew. And Rashi states, u'ma'avas b'ayla v'Yisrael goyim v'anochri shumakiroi u'misasa k'dei she'e yofel achrisha. Of course, by castrating the animal, it was beneficial to the Yisrael because a castrated animal will be able to plow that much better and it focuses on plowing, and therefore it's a more expensive animal. And the Shaila is, what is the din of these animals? And the Gemara tells us, Shalch Lahu, so the father of Shmuel sent back to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Haram Misavabuhu Arim Olayu V'Yizdabun, that since they made a trick with us and they tried to get away with castrating these animals and therefore having a gain, therefore the Rabbanu will make a takana against them and will require them to sell these animals, and this way they won't be able to use these animals for plowing, and this way they won't be gaining from their subterfuge. And as Rashi states, Hani Yisrael Bavera, and who also Kadeshi Yafel Lachroi Shlofich Kansu Shloyachish Bai. And Rashi continues that the Rai of the Gemara is Almo Be'Issadlav Nami Asura Mirul Nachri, that even where is only an Issalav, as the Pasuk states, Umach Vekosas Benosav Choras Loisakru Lashem Uva Atzachem Loisasu. We still see that Avur de Shmuel was not happy with this, and it must be because he holds that the Issav Amiril Nachri applies even to a lav, and not only when there's an Issa Skila. And the Gemara continues, Amra Papa, and Rav Papa states that not right from the story, as Bnei Marava, this group that sent the Shiloh from Eretz Yisrael, as well as Avur de Shmuel, Savila Kurab Chitka, they must hold, like the Shita Rav Chitka that we find in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Amra Bnei Noach Mitzuvah al Asiris, that the Bnei Noach are also Mitzuvah al Asiris, and even though we generally say there's only Shavu Mitzvah Bnei Noach, there's actually an Issa of Asiris Bnei Geah Ben Noach as well, based on the Pasuk that states, Va'atem Puruvu Shir Tzuba'aretu Ruva, by castrating a person or an animal, you are actually causing a mnia of Puruvu, and therefore, Va'ka'avi Mishum of the Evil, Sita Mikshal, and since Bnei Noach are Mitzuvin on this Issa, so over here it's not a problem of Miral Nachri. The actual problem that Avur de Shmuel was upset about was because the Yisrael was actually being Oiva on the Issa of the Evil, Sita Mikshal, since he was causing the guy to be Oiva on the Issa of Sirus. However, as Rashi points out, Avur B'dav Sheinu Nachri Muzalov, but if there would be an Issa where guy is that muzon, that Issa, Emel Chashari, then I would say that it's actually Mutar, and there would be no issue of Amir al-Nachri. Once again, the Gemara doesn't have a riot to its Shiloh if the Issa of Amir al-Nachri applies to a regular lav, or it only applies to a lav like Shabbos, where it is an Issa of Skila. The Gemara continues, Savar Rav al-Meima, that Rav originally thought to say, Yimkur l'shchita, and when Avu and Shmuel Paskin, that we're going to force them to sell this animal, then not only would he force them to sell the animal, but he would actually force them to sell it in order to be used for Shchita. We would not even allow the Jew to sell to someone that will use it for plowing, as then the Jew will get a better price, since at this point this animal was masuris and is already castrated. As Rashi states, L'shchita shle yoyel sirusan l'halis b'dumein, aval charisha loy shedumein yikarim mishum sirusan. However, Amalei Abaya, by response to Rava, dayin shekanasta lein mechira, that it's enough that we made a knas against this person and we required him to sell it, and we didn't knas him that he can't sell it l'charisha. And as Rashi says, dayin shekanasta lein mechira, v'le tarach kul lehai el shiachish bayi, that the only reason why he was matriach so much in order to make sure that the guy did the subterfuge and he went and castrated this animal was in order that he should be able to use it to plow. Ultimately, we required him to sell it. Gemara continues, Pshita, that's Pashtas B'nai Gadol Ki Achadami, that when Avur de Shmuel said that he would have to sell it, he could sell it to his oldest son that's already Bar Mitzvah, and it's even fine if he sells it to his son that's a Gadol. However, the Gemara has a Shaila, B'nai Katan Mai, would he be able to sell it to his son that's a Katan? And Rab Achi also, Rab Ashi Shari, Rab Achi said it would be also to sell to his son that's a Katan, and Rab Ashi says it's Mutta, and the Gemara ends off, Marimo Mazutra, that there was a story with Marimo Mazutra, Va'amrilo, and some say, Hanatri Chasidi, there was two different Chasidim, Michlfi Adadi, and when a similar story happened, and a guy castrated the animal, that instead of selling their animals, they actually just swapped the animals one to the other, they felt that that was a kiyum of the Takana of Avur de Shmuel, and they didn't have to sell it to someone else, and even though ultimately they both benefited, as at this point they both had animals that were masuris and that were castrated, that was still okay. And let's see the top Taisis on Daf Tzadik on Beis, and Taisis Dira Maskel Mechlefi Adadi states Shaloi Midaitoin, and certainly since we're talking about Hasidim, therefore it can't be that they actually told the guy to go and castrate the animals, and it was Shaloi Midaitoin Hoi Misasnei Son when we call Mokhoi Mechlefon, and even though that they did Shaloi Midaitoin, and really the Takon of Shmuel would not necessarily apply, however they still swapped their behemoths with each other, Shemali Amino Ilam Shahi Shalemi Daitam, as they were concerned because people may have not believed that they actually did a Shalemi Das, Oimishum Shalayim Rachim Lanachri Lasses Kane, or because they were concerned that other people should not actually tell the guy to do so, and to actually tell the guy to actually castrate the animals, Vyoimi Shalemi Daitainu Asu, and then they would tell people that the guy did this on his own accord, and we didn't know anything about it. Before we continue, let's see the Baran Taisis on Daf Tzadik Amid Aleph, and we explain the story of Bnei Marava based on Rashi. However, Taisis brings from Meshiltis Rabbi Choy that the story was a bit different. The Yisrael had much more involvement in the subterfuge, as Shayu Kaishun Dina Bekishel Behema Bechazaka, that a Jew used to tie a coin on the kiss of the Behema, and it was tied tightly, Vanochri Goyne Vadina, and the guy would go and steal the Dina, Vitoil Shakis Mesarsai, and he would pull apart the kiss, and that would actually cause the animal to become sterile. And Taisis says, Veloshin Ganvalu Le Mashmahachi, however, the Loshin of Agamar is not Mashma like that, as his Mashmah actually stole the animal. It's not mashmur that they only came to steal the dinar and not the animal. And Ritva says a similar lashon, Hagoyin and Pirish, Hayu Kaishin Kishel Mois, Behud Tzadik Yofa B'Kishol Beim Uba Hagoy Lignagis U'Moshich Haisei B'Koyach V'Ashor Mistaris V'Chein Pirish B'Shiltais V'Loshna Gemara Niru Yosek B'Pirish Rashi Zal Ayin Sham. And the Loshna of the Torah is V'Me'atzma Yasol Muta, that if the Goy would actually go and do this by himself, the Goy did not have any prating from the Yisrael, the Goy did not intend to benefit the Yisrael, and he didn't have a previous relationship with his Yisrael, then the animal would be Muta and you wouldn't have to sell it. And he continues, B'Medvarim She'in Shuma Roma B'Dava Avalim Harem Yisrael B'Dava Ayafil Loi Harem Va'akum Makirai U'Mechavan L'Tavis Yisrael, then also, then it would be also. However, the Hagoy Sashui argues on this point, and he states, Miru Niru Be'inai Heichid Yadin B'Bira Da'ovin Nachri Midaite Afal Pi Da'al Nas Yisrael Makir Miskavin Mikol Mokon Kivin Yisrael Loi Omer Loi Klal Loi Kansil Loi Limka Klal V'Hachad Da'osa D'Cheshin Loi Roma D'Ma'ach Shah Nachri Makirai V'Gonvoi V'Sirsa V'Chzirai. So there's a Reglayim L'Dava Shabaylam Omer Lohan Ayin Sham. And finally, the Gemara spoke about a case of a B'nai Gadol or B'nai Katan. Ritva brings two explanations. Either B'nai Gadol means a child that is already a Gadol, and B'nai Katan means a child that's still not by mitzvah, or he brings down Loi Gadol Mamish, a Katan Mamish, El Kol She'in Yisamech Al Shulchanai Zeu Gadol, Vasamech Al Shulchanai Zeu Katan Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues to discuss the Issa of Lisachsim Shal B'dishai, as the Gemara states, Boy Rabbi Bachama, Rabbi Bachama had the following Shaila, Hoshulai Kach Befiya Mau, let's say in place of a muzzle, the owner takes a thorn and places it in the mouth of the animal, and that caused the animal to be uncomfortable, and therefore the animal doesn't eat. Would he be oivon the issur leisachsim shal b'dishai or not? The Gemara responds: Hayshiv la, if the owner actually placed the thorn in the mouth of the animal, chasim malisihi, there is no shaila that is mamish like muzzling the animal, and therefore it would definitely be asa. Therefore, the Gemara says that leyashiv la kai b'fiyom mau. The shaila was if the animal already had a thorn in its mouth and therefore was unable to eat prior to the owner going and using it to thresh in a field, would we say that the owner has a responsibility to take the thorn out of the animal's mouth, or could he leave it there since he wasn't the one that placed the thorn there and he didn't cause the animal not to be able to eat? That we know that even if an animal is already muzzled, there is an issa for someone to go and thresh with that animal, even though he didn't actually muzzle that animal, and the same thing should apply when he gave his thorn. That's talking about a case where someone muzzled this animal in order that the animal should not be able to eat, and therefore when someone goes and threshes using this animal, he's but over here, since the thorn went into the animal by itself and no one placed the thorn in the animal, so maybe we look at this animal as a sick animal, and of course there's no issa to go and plow with a sick animal, even though certainly it is too sick to eat while it's threshing. The Gemara continues with another shaila. Let's say the owner placed the lion outside of the area where the animal was threshing because the animal is scared of the lion, therefore he won't eat anything. Would the owner be oivad issa leisachsim shabadishai? And the Gemara is hirbitz la chasimum alisihi. That certainly if the owner placed the lion there, then certainly that's considered a regular case of chasima and a regular case that you're muzzling the animal as you're causing the animal not to be able to eat, and therefore certainly you'll be oivad issa leisachsim shabadishai. Once again, the Gemara explains, El Ravitz Lari Mimuchutzmau, the Shaila is, let's say there was a lion that was actually outside this area, and the Bailim now bring the animal in order to thresh in this area, would it be over on the Isle Sachsim Shabadishai or not? And I didn't taste the Dima Maschel Ravitz Lari Mimuchutz, where Tais points out that the Gemara Shaila is based on Intim Suleima, as Intim Suleima Yashla Kaitz Asa, that if you would say that in a case where there was a thorn in the mouth of the animal, that would be Asa Lafisha Chasim Begufa, so we would understand why it's Asa, as Lamaisa, the animal has some sort of a muzzle that's causing him not to be able to eat, and it's actually in the goof of the animal. But maybe when you get a lion, since it's an external item and it's far away from the animal, maybe that's not considered chasima, and the owner would not be over on the issa baltachsaim. The Gemara continues, let's say the child, the animal, is outside of the area where the animal is working because the shor is so attached to his child, therefore it's not able to eat. So would the owner of the shor be over on the issa of the sachsim shor? Once again, Taisus continues, if you will say that b'negei a lion, it's considered as if you did chasima and you're oivon issa, that's because of the fright of a lion, so the shor won't eat at all. I feel he were eiv habe, and even if it's very hungry, it still won't eat. But in the case where the child of this animal is standing outside, so maybe in that case, since if the animal would be very hungry, it certainly would eat, and it's not considered completely muzzled, so maybe the issa would not apply. And let's see the next Taisis, Diva Maschal, Benab Bechutz Ma'u, Lefid Gersav Taisis, the child of the Shor was actually standing outside the area where the Shor was threshing, and the child was not placed there by the owner, and therefore the Gemara did not ask that Hemedba, that if the owner placed it there, the Chasimim Ma'al Yasei. However, Taisis brings down our Gersav, as Isfar and the Gasi Hemed, the owner actually placed the child of the Shor outside of the area where the Shor was working, and Taisis points out, and even so, the Gemara does not ask that l'chayyur that should be a regular chasimah and he should be over on Issa. And he explains because an animal will not hold back from eating because he has his child outside, and therefore this case is not as stringent as the case where the balabais would place the ari outside of this area, and certainly in that case the owner would be over on the Issa of l'sachsim shabadishai. However, in our case, since the animal would eat if it's very hungry, therefore the Gemara's shaila is that maybe the Issa l'sachsim shabadishai would not apply even if the owner actually placed the child outside of the area where the shor was working. And the Gemara continues and asks another shayla, let's say the shor was very thirsty for water, and therefore the owner knows that he won't eat the crops because he's so thirsty. But if the owner doesn't give the shor to drink in order that he should be able to eat, would he be over the isa le'sachshim shabedishai or not? And finally the Gemara asks its last shayla, parasla katavlia al gabidisha mau, let's say the owner of the field spread a leather sheet over the crops, and therefore the shor can't see the crops, so would the owner be over on the Issa l'sachsim shabedishai, or do we say that l'maisa it's not bedishai since the shor can't see what he's actually threshing? The Gemara continues and argues is pshayt meha chada, that we should be pshayt from the following braisa, at least the last question of paros lo katavla agabedisha, and some agarius pshayt meha chada, that we should be able to pshayt at least one shagla from the following braisa. Tanya, as we learned to the braisa, two different dinim. Number one, v'shoy bal paral har parasai kadesha te. That if a person owns a para and he's lending it out to his friend or he's renting it to his friend, prior to giving it to his friend, he could withhold food from the para in order to make sure that it's very hungry when it goes to work in his friend's field, as he knows that his friend will be using this animal in order to thresh his field. And of course, the animal will be able to eat while it's threshing because the issa of l'sachsim shabedishai would apply. The Braisa teaches us a second din, we show you balabayas l'hata pekiya omer l'fnei behema kadesh lo teichum and adisha habe. And an owner of a field that borrows a par of his friend and wants to make sure that the par doesn't eat a lot of the tefuah, he can throw a bunch of straw and hay on top of the tefuah in order that the animal doesn't eat from the actual produce and doesn't eat from the actual grain that's beneath the straw. The Gemara feels that this is similar to the case where you threw a leather sheet on top of the tefuah, and l'chayr we should be able to be pashif in this brisa that it's mutter to do so, and the issa l'sachshim shabedishai doesn't apply. And the Gemara answers shani hasan the ka'achla, that the reason why it was mutter to do so in that case is because even though he put some straw over the peiris and he put some hay over the crops, but ultimately the animal is able to eat the crops and he just can't eat as much as he generally would if there wouldn't be hay there. And therefore, in that case, the Braisa says it's mutter. However, in the case where he's parsla katavla gabidisha and he spread a leather sheet over all of the crops so the animal doesn't see the crops at all and won't be able to eat at all, and maybe in that case it would be usser. Therefore, there is no raif in his Braisa to any of the shailas that we previously had. And the Gemara continues, or I could tell you that the reason why you don't have raya from this braisa is because you're not even understanding the case of the braisa, and certainly it would be also to place hay on top of crops in order to make sure that the animal doesn't eat so much from these crops. And the braisa really meant to say that the owner of a field can place a bunch of straw and hay in front of a behema made kora prior to starting work, and this way it'll get filled up. Then when it starts working and starts threshing the field, it will not eat as much while it's threshing, and therefore the owner of the field will save money. And this is of course similar to the case that we brought in a previous braisa where Baal Bais has a right to give wine to a poyel to drink in order to make sure that he fills up on wine and he doesn't eat as many grapes. And the Gemara continues, let's say the owner of the field muzzled the animal while it was outside and wasn't already in the field and it wasn't already doing work, and l'chayr the pasuk states le'sachsim shabedishai, and it's mashmar that this is actually muzzle the animal while it's threshing. And as the Gemara states, shabedishai rachmana v'hola bedishaihu oydilma loysadish b'chasim rachmana, or the Torah telling us that it's also for you to use your animal and thresh with the animal while the animal is muzzled. The Gemara tells us amalei, so Rabbi Simoi responded to Rabbi Yenison, who was a kohen mibeis avicha atalamed, from the dinim that are relevant to your father's home, you could be able to learn what the halacha is. The pasuk ben negei koyanim states yayin v'sheicha atesht ato v'necha itach b'voyachem aloyel moed v'loisa musu chukas oilum deiray seichem. It's mashma b'voyachem huda asa ha-mishto ma'ali shari, that it's mashma that only once you came to the Beis HaMikdash then you're not allowed to drink wine, but if you drank wine prior to coming to the Beis HaMikdash then you're allowed to still do that void in the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that it's certainly not true as l'hadl b'ina kodeshu b'ina chol arachmona, as the next pasuk states l'hadl b'ina kodeshu b'ina chol, and therefore we know that the reason why you can't drink wine is because you have to be able to be sharp and you have to be able to be a ma'abdil between kodesh and chol, and therefore certainly the issa of shtui yayin, not only an issa for kohen to drink once they get to Beis HaMikdash but even to drink prior to the Beis HaMikdash and then come to the Beis HaMikdash after having drunk a revius yayin and doing that voida. As Rashi tells us, Rabbi Nissim was a kohen, and Rashi states lahavdil ben kodesh basrei ksiv mashma kodesh yed lahavchen ben avoda kedusha olam mechulalas v'yishasi v'ayol, and even if you drank prior to coming to the Beis HaMikdash and then you came to the Beis HaMikdash, mikol makom shikahu v'lo yadol lahavdil. Therefore, Rabbi Simoy states alamah hasa mishas bia loy tei shikris, just like over the air, we'll explain when the pasuk says bevayachem, it means at the time that you come to the Beis HaMikdash you should not already have been shikah. Hachinami b'shastisha loy tei chesima. So over here, when the pasuk states leisachsim shabedishoy, the Torah is telling us that at the time that you're threshing with your animal cannot be muzzled. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, hachesis ma'apara, if Ruvain muzzles an animal and then Shimon takes that animal into his field and threshes with the animal that was already muzzled, or v'amizavik b'klayim, or if Ruvain took a shor al chamar and put them together in one yoke, and then Shimon came and took the animals and used them to plow, then pata, then Ruvain is pata, ve'in loika el doshu manim bilvad, and the only one that will get malchus is only Shimon, who actually did the threshing with an animal that was muzzled. Shimon plowed b'shor v'chamar yachtav, and Shimon was over on the issa of klayim, even though Shimon didn't put the two animals together, and he only plowed using the shor and chamar that were already put together in one yoke by Ruvain, and even so, Shimon will receive malchus, and Ruvain will be potter, and we will stop over here.